Hello there, Jay Bo here, living with strength and honor. Welcome to the podcast. And today I wanted to talk about an issue that arises a lot, and especially for the people that are a part of Living with Strength and Honor, and the people that I really am speaking to, my, if you want to call it my target audience, if you will. And that is, well, the word that I use is seasoned professionals, right? That's who I like to speak to, is seasoned professionals. Let's be clear what that means. I'm talking about a bunch of fucking old guys, right? I mean, we're 35 to 60 professionals, and we fucking know it all. I mean, have you noticed that we just know it all? There's nothing that we don't know. There's nothing we don't have an opinion of. There's nothing we can't tell you about. Now, of course, innately, we know that that's not really true, right? We don't really know everything. It's kind of bullshit. But that's our MO. That's how we act. That's how we sort of operate. And sometimes there's a reason for that. And the reason is that it's comfortable and safe. Right? Because it doesn't feel good to be in public and say, I don't know. You know, I don't know anything about that. No, I'm not familiar with that. Not sure how that works. No, I've never heard that or seen that or read that or understood that. Or nah, that's kind of a blind spot for me. It's just not a thing you hear in this particular set of individuals, us seasoned professionals. And I would have you consider that there's a reason for that. And that reason is, here's the hard part, you're operating out of ego versus real confidence and strength. Let me say that again. You're operating out of ego instead of real confidence and strength. See, here's the thing. If you're solid as a rock on who you are, you're self-aware and knowing who you are and what you're capable of and what you're great at and the things that you're not, then it's okay to say to anyone, I don't know. And believe me, brother, I've been there and done that. I mean, I can, just when I say those words, it immediately triggers some thoughts of the past of me being in business meetings. Some sales opportunities, others just sort of, you know, the corporate masturbation thing, which is what I call corporate meetings, right? It's a group masturbation. And people bringing up things, terms, sometimes it was accounting concepts, and me just shaking my head like a bobblehead doll, like I knew what the fuck they were talking about, and I had no idea. But I didn't want to expose my level of ignorance in that particular spot, right? Because it would have made me look weak. At least that was my story. See, the truth was that I was in those meetings because of my sales expertise and my ability to create compensation systems, to hire the right people, to motivate them properly, to build compensation systems around them, and make sure that we produce the right number of sales for the most profitable products possible and add to the bottom line of the organization I was a part of. That's what I was great at. And it didn't matter that I couldn't break down the minutiae of a P&L at the time. Just didn't matter. Wasn't what I was hired to do. But you know, in those corporate meetings, people will start throwing around terms of shit that has nothing to do with nothing just to try to expose your ignorance. So they like gain some power, some leverage over you in those situations, right? Then I'm here to tell you that you're better off in those situations to go, no, I'm not familiar with that. Can you tell me how that applies to what we're talking about? Please explain. But see, the truth is that when you're operating from your ego, as I was in my story, right, in my past experience, man, I couldn't be found out. Because ego can't be found out. Ego can't be exposed. The egotistical man can't take it. The egotistical man's not standing on a solid enough foundation to be able to endure those shots. to eat them like stiff jabs in a fight that don't even shake you. See, a man with real confidence that's built on data-driven self-awareness, clarity, and certainty has a solid enough foundation to take that shit, to laugh at himself and others, and again, position his conversations such that, well, if you can tell me how that's relevant, then great. I thought came here to talk about sales. I just didn't have the power at the time. Too afraid of being exposed for someone knowing something I didn't know. And here's the thing I want you to take away from today's conversation is you don't know what you don't know. Let me say that again. You don't know what you don't know. You know, not too long ago, Apple came out with the iPhone and changed the world. Between that and the internet, they put all of the information on the planet at our fingertips. And it was supposed to revolutionize things. It was supposed to be that now, man, the world will be smarter than ever. And what it's done instead is created an entire class of egotistical, intellectually arrogant professionals who think they know everything about everything. See, the problem is if you're operating on ego and you can't be found out, then you must act with arrogance because that's the only shield you have against being exposed. And because you do so, you don't grow and expand your knowledge base in what you know and your mindsets and skill sets. You grow your ignorance. You grow even stupider because you're unwilling to raise your hand and say, I don't know. So you act with a false confidence, a false bravado. Constantly afraid of being exposed. Like a kid that's lied about stealing cookies out of the cookie jar. See, you just don't know what you don't know. So your very first step to making that adjustment, to making that switch, it's just to look yourself in the mirror in the eyes and say, listen, Dick, you don't know everything. That's just the way that it is. You don't know everything, period. When you're willing to get there, to admit that, to just be in that place, because you already know it, but just to sit with that, that automatically opens up the door to you learning something new, instantly. Then you can do some real data-driven analysis of where you stand, whether that's in your personal life or your business, and be bold enough to be wrong, bold enough to learn, bold enough to see differently, and have a real data-driven awareness of who you are and where you are. This gives you clarity. It gives you an accurate and clear picture, not a picture that's built like a story based on, you know, some facts, some feelings, and some fictions, a big pile of bullshit, like your ego. But the clarity of the facts. Because with the facts in your hands, then you are certain about where you stand in relation to where you want to be. You see, you may have a place that you want to be, a way of being, a number at the bottom of your P&L, a number on the scale, a number in the number of times you and your wife have sex in a week. Some real numbers, right? You may know what you want, but you can't get there if you are not certain where you are today. And willing to be so, willing to, again, accept the data to give you the clarity, to provide the certainty. Now with that certainty, you know what the path looks like. It's between where I am right now, and that over there is where I want to be. Now you just have to deploy some confidence and courage. You have to admit, I don't know. Okay, cool, I don't know. I'm getting ready to find out, though. I'm going to take a step towards my goal, towards my target. I'm going to take a couple of blind tosses right now. Though they're not blind now, you kind of have an idea where your target is because you know where you are positioned in relation to it. So you start taking steps forward. You start taking some at-bats. You start making those incremental changes and building the wins. In which with each step, with each small effort, with each incremental change, with each win, you're growing your confidence and growing your confidence and growing your confidence and building the strength and honor to push through every obstacle and every impediment, every roadblock that gets between you and that target. And there is the big difference between ego and real confidence. The ego can't take those steps because the ego is going to be too distracted from trying not to be found out. The ego is going to be too busy pumping up the how you feel, like pumping up your sneakers or your bike tire. Expending too much energy masking the truth. While your competitor is over there, they've already eaten the entire shit sandwich. While you nibble at it from the ego seat. And because they finished it off quickly and ate the data-driven awareness that they sought, they're already well in their way, and they're going to hit their target way before you. You'll still be sitting at the bar defending your position while they're enjoying the fruits of their labor past the target that you so deeply desire and deserve. I hope that explains to you the difference between ego and confidence, real confidence, the confidence that comes from living with strength and honor. The sooner you admit that you just don't know, in fact, you don't know what you don't know, the sooner you will allow some new information in and begin to change your journey. Hey, that's what I got for you today. I hope that has some impact for you. I hope that gives you some insight that helps you move and shift a little bit in the way that you think and the way that you act in the now, like right now. Now, if you'd like to have a deeper conversation about this is March the 8th, 2021, and there is a Living with Strength and Honor meeting tonight at 6 p.m. on Zoom. There's one every week for the men inside the Living with Strength and Honor tribe, where we go to bat every week to optimize our performance and level up in the way that we play the game and show up as a man and a husband and a business leader and a father. And a colleague and a friend. And tonight, you're invited to that conversation. Free of charge. It's just a little sneak peek. So if you've listened to this podcast and you'd like an opportunity, you're going to have to send me a message on private message inside of Facebook or some kind of way. Let me know. And I'll send you the Zoom link and you can join that conversation to see what it's like. We're going to be talking about this very issue in a little more in depth tonight. So I hope you join me. If you don't, hey, I hope this message resonates with you and helps you make some fundamental shift in the way you operate and optimize your life. I really hope we get a chance to work together in the near future. But if we don't, I wish you the very best and strength and honor to you.